Hi, friends. We are coming to you live from the cowboy capital of the world, beautiful Bandera, Texas, where tonight the Wimberley Texans are once again on the road to face the Bandera Bulldogs. It's game one of the District 13 4A season, so everybody fired up and ready on yet another gorgeous night of football for the Texans. I'm Mike Blackwell. Great having you along once again on the Sun Radio Sports Network, COWO 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, the Sun Radio app. If you want to check us out there, we are your voice of the Wimberley Texans since 2010. And we can't wait to get started on this month-long race to the Texas State football playoffs, hopefully, for the Texans. And, yes, we can go ahead and start talking the football playoffs for Wimberley and Bandera teams. Wimberley and Bandera in a small district of only five teams, and so the second season is only about a month long or so. Doug Warren's team certainly wants to go to the playoffs again, and the Texans can start that drive tonight. Here in Bandera, Wimberley 5-1 on the season, while Bandera is 2-4. The two teams have one common opponent. That would be Bernie. Bandera lost to Bernie 48-0 earlier this season, while the Texans squeezed past the Greyhounds last week by a score of 17-14. That's the one common opponent that both of these two teams have had this season. Let's say thanks to our sponsors tonight before we get started. Our game being brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. Scores and highlights, of course, tonight and every Friday night, provided once again courtesy of Eric Willis and Natural Development. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this quick timeout. You are listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Support for tonight's Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Back at Bulldog Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Shout out to Miles Blackwell, my boy. He just texted us, said we sounded fine, Jared. He was at a cross-country meet earlier today, so couldn't make the trip. So shout out to Milesy tonight. Beautiful night here tonight. I talked about the records a moment ago. Those records mean absolutely nothing at this point, right, Jared?
That is true. That is true. It's a whole new season starting tonight for both of these teams.
Bandera on the field already. Bandera blue and white, white helmets, blue tops and white pants, white numerals. Texans coming across the field now, and they will be on our far sideline tonight, and they've got a good contingent here, good crowd here in Bandera. Temperatures are awesome, about 65 degrees here tonight. It's going to be breezy. It looked like it's a crosswind, so it'll definitely be a factor wind that we'll have to keep an eye on, especially with these kicking games here tonight. I know the Texans in particular, probably Jared Robinson, want to come in here and try to run the football in a game that, at least on paper, you would think they would be the favorite to win here tonight against Bandera.
Well, and I think that's always important for the Texans, especially to come out and establish the run game and develop something where, you know, you've got Hunter Williams, you got Guy Kiparos, you got Jake Cockerham, who really I would probably look to see all three of them getting involved. Hunter, you know, with the little small injury, it appears that he's going to play. I haven't heard a yes or a no for sure yet, but I look for all three of those guys to be effective running the ball tonight, or at least to get some carries. Obviously, JoJo's going to throw some balls through the air, do some options, things like that. But definitely, I think that the Wimberley Texans are definitely going to, you know, put the ball on the ground and see what their really three-headed monster running back can do.
And by put the ball on the ground, you mean run the football, literally place the ball on the ground, because that would be bad.
Well, let's hope not.
We await the captains to come across and meet everybody at midfield. Let's take a break right now. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on another gorgeous Friday night on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Wimberley and Bandera captains at midfield now as we await the coin toss. Bandera has won the toss and has elected to defer the decision to the second half, so we will get our first look tonight at this Wimberley Texans offense. David Masur and Ben Garza, the two captains for the Texans tonight. Wimberley will move from left to right in your mind's eye as you listen to us on COWO 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, or the Sun Radio app. You might be riding around with your phone or walking the dog or whatever you're doing. Every Friday night, it seems like the folks in Perth, Australia are listening to us, Jared, and the folks in New Hampshire, Alabama, Louisiana, worldwide. How about that?
Guam. We had a Guam last week, I believe.
That's right. We had a Guam. I don't think we've had a Guam before. Now let's throw it out to the field for the pregame festivities. They've got a moment of silence along with our national anthem.
By the Bandera High School Marching Band. The flag will be raised tonight by FFA members Isabella Bird and Danielle Roberts. The American flag bearer on the field is Hannah Brack, and the Texas flag bearer is Esperanza Sanchez.
Thank you.
And a great job by that Bandera marching band. I had said that this was a crosswind. I'm wrong about that. It is blowing from our right to our left, so Wimberley will be going against a really strong breeze in this first quarter. The breeze is certainly nothing compared to the breeze that they're experiencing on the east coast of this country, though. So certainly our thoughts go out to the eastern seaboard there. Those guys getting pounded pretty hard by Hurricane Matthew. I want no part of hurricanes, Jared. I don't know about you.
I am with you. I'm frankly out on all of them. Wind is not my strong suit. I am not a wind fan. I can handle cold. I can handle hot. But the wind is the kicker.
Well, it messes up your long, flowing hair.
Yes.
That's the main problem.
Or lack of hair.
Or lack of.
It messes up my golf game, which I don't have anyway, so that's okay.
Now, we're in a one-room press box here tonight. If our fans hear me getting slapped, some of these guys are going to get tired of me, I'm sure. They may come over here and slap me upside the head. So
I'm going to invite them, actually. I may pay them.
You're going to encourage them to do so. That's right.
I've got candy in here somewhere, I promise you.